Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. Today, I'm happy to welcome Ray Hernandez. He was previously one of the four co-founders of the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation. He is one of the three co-editors of the historical 820-page book titled Beyond UFOs, The Science of Consciousness and Contact with Non-Human Intelligence, which was based on Free's five-year comprehensive academic research study on UFO-related contact experiencers. Ray, welcome, and how are you doing?
Thank you very much. And just for your audience members, I'm now working with a new organization. It's titled the Consciousness and Contact Research Institute, CCRI, which is comprised of over 20 PhD academics and five medical doctors. So I am the executive director of that organization, but there are many people that are associated with it that are working on numerous projects, which I'll tell you in a couple of minutes.
Definitely. Yes, you have a very extensive bio that I couldn't fit all in our introduction, but welcome today. I'm so glad you can join us. I'm very much looking forward to hearing your presentation. We talked a little bit about it earlier. It sounds absolutely fascinating because you are bringing all of these things together, the fields of paranormal, ufology, and most importantly, people's contact experiences, numerous people's contact experiences, which is going to be great. So you're here today to give us a little teaser about your presentation. First of all, tell us the title and a little bit about what it's about.
Okay, the title is going to be the title of the new book of the CCRI, the Consciousness and Contact Research Institute, which is going to be a four-volume book. We still don't know the exact pages, but we think it'll be, each book is going to be between 600 to 800 pages. So the title of the book, which is the title of my lecture, is A Greater Reality, The New Paradigm of Non-Local Consciousness, The Paranormal, and the Contact Modalities. And I could give a brief overview of course, the new book. And
yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah. Our organization, as I said earlier, is comprised of many retired academic professors and five medical doctors. Most of these medical doctors are in the field of near-death experiences. People like Dr. Jeffrey Long, Dr. Raymond Moody, Bruce Grayson, et cetera, et cetera. And several other focus specifically on consciousness. And so all of these individuals, Dean Radin, Jeffrey Mishloff, Dr. Gary Schwartz, Dr. Rudy Shields, Dr. Bob Davis, Dr. John Klimo, I could go on and on and on. All of these individuals are retired academics primarily that have focused on what is commonly called the paranormal and on consciousness. Okay. If you talk to all of them individually, they would tell you that all of the paranormal is one phenomenon. Okay, even the NDE folks, Raymond Moody, Kenneth Ring, Dr. Jeffrey Long, et cetera, et cetera. These are the pioneers of near-death experiences. Another commonality that they all share is that all of them hypothesize that that consciousness is a fundamental property, that consciousness is fundamental and not our material reality. In layman's term, we're living in an illusion. Okay. Quantum physics and specifically theoretical physics have been discussing these topics for a very, very long time. As a matter of fact, the modern trend now in theoretical physics is the virtual reality hypothesis. And the three Nobel Prize winners that are now adherents of that hypothesis, including Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's the head of the planetarium in New York City. So these are very well-known theoretical physicists and astrophysicists. Dr. Rudy Shields, to a certain extent, who is an emeritus professor of astrophysics at Harvard University. So what we're trying to do is to link modern advanced physics and astrophysics with the paranormal, okay? And also the fields of consciousness studies. Particularly the field of philosophy of the mind, they've all been talking about these concepts for thousands of years. All of the ancient mystical traditions, whether it be Buddhism, the Vedic tradition, et cetera, Roman philosophy, Greek philosophy, all of them talk about similar principles, okay? And so what we're doing is applying all of these ancient principles and the modern principles of physics to what is commonly called the paranormal. Okay, what all of the paranormal contact experiences have related to each other, which our organization calls the contact modalities. Okay, all of these individuals in our organization also hypothesize that all of these experiences need to be studied as one phenomenon, not as separate and distinct phenomenon that need to be put in their little tiny boxes. Okay, like the UFO folks is just UFOs. Okay, what the hell does UFO have to do with the paranormal? Nothing. Okay, but yet you talk to major experiencers. I would say the vast majority of the presenters at the conference, these are individuals that have had primarily paranormal type of experiences. They might have seen a whole boatload of UFOs, physical crafts, like I have seen them. Okay, but our lives have been lives of paranormal experiences. Okay, so we need to be able to study all these phenomena as one. Now, all of these academics in our group and medical doctors have that hypothesis as well. Now, how are they interrelated? Okay, I'll be discussing about that, you know, very briefly in our conference, but these are extensive presentations that require more than an hour and a half. But basically, if you could imagine, all of these phenomena involve a manipulation of space-time, okay? NDEs, manipulation of space-time. OBEs, manipulation of space-time. Remote viewing, manipulation of space-time. You see a ghost or a spirit, that's a manipulation of space-time. As I demonstrated to you earlier in our previous conversation, 50% of the people that took the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Free Experiencer Research Study survey, 50% of these people were brought to another reality, like Jodie Foster's movie Contact, okay? 50%, huge numbers, okay? So, all of these phenomena involve a manipulation of space-time. What does that have in common? Well, we're dealing with something that's potentially multidimensional in nature, okay? We're dealing with something that is able to manipulate space-time and interact with us, okay? So what is a modern explanation for that? Well, that's called non-local consciousness. In our book that we're going to be publishing, let me give you the title of our book, which is the title of my lecture, A Greater Reality, The New Paradigm of Non-Local Consciousness, the Paranormal, and the Contact Modalities. We have various chapters written by our academics on the topic of what is consciousness, what is non-local consciousness, what is the quantum hologram. So these are the underlining principles associated with this. And then we have various articles on each separate topic, one topic on UAPs, another series of articles on near-death experiences, another series of articles on out-of-body experiences, again, explaining the theoretical aspects of the phenomenon and how they're all interrelated. So that's what I'm going to be introducing at the conference. And these are topics that nobody's talking about. Okay, they talk about consciousness, they talk about the paranormal, or they talk about the separate and distinct phenomenon. What I'm doing and our organization is doing is we're saying, look, it's about time for you to start looking at them as separate phenomena. This is all interrelated.
Yes, and that is why I'm looking forward to your presentation very much. I guess for a few years I've been, you know, saying this, that we need to bring the nuts and bolts researchers and the consciousness researchers together and the paranormal researchers and people's personal stories and accounts, because that's one of the most important pieces of the puzzle, I believe, is these personal experiences and bringing them to the table and comparing them, which you've done, which is fascinating. And
yeah,
it's awesome.
Volumes 1 and 2 are going to be our theoretical books. That's pure theory. Now, 3 and 4 are going to be chapters written by experiencers. These are not just any experiencers here. Not just anyone that has seen a couple of UFOs or anyone that has had an abduction or anyone that's had one or two near-death experiences. No, these are individuals that have had UFO contact, near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences. They've seen ghosts and spirits. They've had them all, okay? So this is what our articles are going to be discussing. How could someone like these two medical doctors that have written chapters in a book have had all of the above, okay? And there's many other medical doctors, by the way, that have had all of these experiences, okay? They're just a little shy about presenting them. We've had engineers, physicists, professors, school teachers, firemen, tons of careers that have had all of the contact modalities in their lives. So that's what the experiencer chapter is all about, to say that, look, here you have the theory of how it's all interrelated. Now, here are the stories of individuals that will demonstrate that, yes, in their lives, they've had most of these experiences.
Now, do you think that a majority of the experiences that you've documented are positive? A lot of the experiencers that I've spoken to may have had frightening initial experiences they didn't understand, even frightening paranormal experiences. But the more they kind of looked at it and even had regressions and went back and analyzed it, it became a positive experience. Is this something that you've also noticed as well?
Bingo, you've won the lottery. Again, no one has ever conducted a comprehensive academic study of UFO contact experiencers, okay? So that's why in the internet, you get mostly BS, okay? What we were able to document of this complex phenomenon is that initially, 37% of the people that have had UFO-related contact experiences viewed their experiences as negative, okay? Initially, in their first one or two experiences. But then most of these individuals continue to have contact experiences, okay? So by the time they took our survey, that 37% was whittled down to 4%. A huge decrease, okay? And these are mainly people that only had one or two experiences, all people that have had abduction-related type of experiences. Now, what we were able to determine was that only one third of the UFO contact experiencers actually had an abduction. We specifically asked them, have you had, and we gave the definition of an abduction, okay? One third of the people said yes. The other two thirds said no. Now, the field of ufology associates UFO contact solely with abductions, okay? Our survey of 4,200 people demonstrated that's bullshit, okay? It's only one third of the people. Now, let's get into the one third that have had an abduction experiences, okay? Out of those one third, okay, 70% now call themselves contactees, not abductees. Initially, most of those people that have an abduction experience obviously had a frightening experience. All of a sudden, you see a reptilian being, you know, that's 6, 7 to 8 feet tall, 500 pounds with massive muscles, the body of a crocodile with cat eyes looking right at you. Most of them were up close type of experiences. You're going to be defecating in your pants, okay, no matter who you are, okay? But what happened is over time, they're having similar contact experiences with that being or other types of beings, okay? Then they realize years later, it's like, well, did it hurt me? No. Did it do any damage or harm to me? No. I was just shit scared. Okay, so we asked, categorized 12 different types of physical beings, okay? The number one type of being that people stated that they interacted with was an energy being. And that's what occurred in my living room, okay, what I saw, and my wife, an energy being, okay? Number two was the human-looking being, okay? But yet, if you go into the internet, you think it's all grays. Okay. Well, the grays came out number three. Okay. The number four was the ghosts and spirits. And the tall grays were number five. And then number six, seven, and eight was very close between the mantid type of being and the reptilian type of being. And there were other categories that we used. Well, for example, we asked the question of whether your experience was highly negative, slightly negative, neutral, slightly positive or highly positive. And we asked it for the 12 different types of physical beings, okay? Well, the one that people think is the common type of being that people see, the short grays, only 10% said that their experience was negative with the short grays. That's it, 10%, okay? 60% said it was neutral, okay? Again, these are people that took the survey, you know, 30 years after their experiences, their first experience, 20 years. So over time, these people have readjusted their attitude to the phenomenon, or they've had repeated contact experiences, which changed their outlook. So I'm going to be talking about in my lecture about all of these details about the contact phenomenon, also the abduction phenomenon, to give facts to the audience members about the aspect of positive, negative, and neutral. It's a complicated phenomenon. It's not, you know, black and white, okay? Because it shows a gradual change, like you alluded to in your introductory question, of the phenomenon, how people view it.
Yeah, that's going to be so amazing. I can't wait to hear your presentation. Now, for people that would like to find out more about your work and your books between now and then, what's the best way that they can do so, websites and things of that nature?
Okay. I am giving out for free 350 pages from our 820-page book titled Beyond UFOs. I'm giving out for free chapter one, which is the analysis of the quantitative surveys, plural, chapter two, which is the analysis of the qualitative survey, and also a chapter on medical healings that was written by our very own Preston Dennett, who's going to be lecturing at the conference, and Dr. Joseph Burks, who's a retired professor, emergency room physician, also a major contact experiencer. And so these three chapters are over 400 pages. Like, I'm giving you half of the book for free. And then I'll give you information about our new research organization and about our new book, four-volume book, titled The Greater Reality. What you need to do is send me an email. My email is info, I-N-F-O, at experiencer, E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E-R dot O-R-G. So that's info at experiencer.org, and I'll send you all that information. I will also send you a peer-reviewed academic article, which was published by four professors, including myself, on our research study, Beyond UFOs. And that was published in the Journal of the Society for Scientific Exploration. And that's a journal that Jack Vallée has published many of his articles. And also Dr. Dean Radin and many folks involved in the paranormal. So it's a very reputable organization comprised of academic professors. And that was peer reviewed by two professors associated with that organization. And I will send you that article too.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to meeting you at the conference. Hopefully we get to have a sit down and we can do an interview to broadcast on Forbidden Knowledge News for everyone. And of course, we'll hope to see all of you there as well. So until next time, have a great day.
Take care, everyone. Please be there. And you can start to mingle, personally interact with all of the major contact experiencers that are going to be at the conference.
Definitely. See you in Laughlin. This year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is going to feature over 36 scientists, researchers, and contactees. They're going to be presenting incredible disclosures over 7 days. You can now register for the full week, for half a week, or even by the day or session. And not only is there going to be over 36 amazing presentations, you're going to get a Skywatch, meet and greets, and exclusive film screenings. And there's always going to be only one presentation at a time, so you don't have to miss anything. And did I mention that there's no longer any mask mandates in Nevada? So you can now enjoy this amazing 7-day conference mask-free. Just go to their website, LaughlinUFOMegaConference.com, and register now. Last year's conference was absolutely amazing. This year's is going to be even better. So join us for an incredible 7 days of education and disclosure at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference.